13 enthusiastic members of the Oak Lake History Book Committee met on September 28 to continue plans for Volume 2. The Finance Committee reported that grant applications from Brandon and Area Foundation, Oak Lake and Area Foundation, Tundra Oil and Gas, Plett Foundation, Westoba Credit Union, Dillon Inc. and New Horizons have been completed and handed in. They will continue to apply for other grants from the Verdon Foundation and Heritage Canada. The goal of our committee is to raise enough funds to make the history book affordable for any person who wants to own a copy. It was decided that the launch for the pre-sale of the history book will be at the Oak Lake Fair, July 2024. The committee created a list of elders whom we would like to interview for the book, and we would be interested in any suggestions that community members bring forward as well. We do not want to miss anyone. Promotion of the book was discussed. Our Facebook page Oak Lake History Volume 2 initially had some activity after it was created, but we would like to see more. We will be posting some pictures of old houses, so check and see if you can identify any of them. The committee is happy that some family histories and articles are beginning to trickle into our email address, oaklakehistory@gmail.com. But we would like a faster flow. We realize that some people have a hard time with writing things down, but they can talk through their story easily. If this is you, then there are a couple of options. 1. You can record yourself. Many phones have voice recorders, telling your family story, then listen to it, write it out, make changes and fill it in as needed. 2. You can phone Louise Stitt or Leah Lees and we can arrange to do an interview with you. Then we'll write up your information and give it back to you for revisions. Our next meeting is scheduled for November 2 in the Community Hall meeting room. People interested in helping out with this valuable project are always welcome. You don't have to be on the steering committee to participate. Writers could focus on collecting information for any area that interests them and then submit it to the History Book Committee. The other day, as I was thinking about all the effort that goes into creating a history book, I was struck by the thought that understanding and learning from the past is extremely important for communities to plan for a healthy future. I also believe that when people see their history woven into that of their community, it builds a sense of belonging. People begin to realize that they are part of something bigger than themselves, and there is a great deal of comfort in that feeling.